Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:19 British Summer Time. Today is April 30th. Well, this has been quite an eventful month. Perhaps we should start off with what actually happened today. China was closed. The Nikkei was down about 0.41%. The Hang Seng was really quite firm. It was up 1.7%. The Australian index was up by 0.8%, and the banks sector in Australia is leading to the upside. I've seen a couple of reports recently, one today, espousing a cautious attitude towards Australia, and some people saying that the housing market is about to bust there. But that's not what the stock market is saying. The stock market continues to look like it is going to move higher. That is also interesting because it's being led higher by some of the industrial metal miners, and they are probably experiencing a tailwind from the return to the return of investor interest in the Chinese market. The potential that the A-share market has bottomed is increasing quite substantially, and the ability of the Hang Seng to continue to put in gains, particularly in an environment today where there was a large number of stock markets were in negative territory, is quite impressive. In Europe, elsewhere in Asia this morning, the ASEAN markets remain relative strength leaders. The Singapore market is also pretty steady in here. The Asian currencies were particularly notable because they're surging higher against the US dollar, whereas the US dollar is pretty steady against the euro, and in fact it's been largely range bound for the last couple of years against the euro. The Asian currencies have moved again, some of them pushing back down to test their peaks, so that's really quite impressive. Some of that money is or at least some of the demand for those currencies is money coming back to some of those Asian countries. But the relative performance of the stock markets coupled with the outperformance of the respective currencies is a heady mix which has often contributed to relative outperformance of those stock markets over the medium term on previous occasions. So when we do start to see these Asian currencies moving to strength, that is really quite a positive development. In Europe today, the majority of indices were in negative territory. The CAC was down by about 1 2/3%. The IBEX down 1.9%. The MIB in Italy down 1.25%. The USA was relatively quiet. The Dow Jones was down 14 points, which is about 0.1%, the S&P down 0.4%, the NASDAQ was down 0.75%, and that's being led lower by Apple, which was weaker today by about, by in excess of $10, I think closer to $15. When we look at stock markets generally, we've had one of the best starts to the year in over 14 years. That contributed to a broad overextension relative to the 200-day moving average for a number of indices, but some individual shares then had become really wildly overextended, and they have now begun to move into a process of mean reversion. Apple is certainly one of those. I looked at another one. It's in our autonomies basket today. New Skin Enterprises posted a weekly key reversal about 4 weeks ago and then had a very large downward dynamic last week. So that is in medium-term correction type territory. It's back towards the region of the moving average. If it is going to remain consistent on the upside, it's probably back into an area where it would find support. McDonald's is another equity that it encountered resistance in the region of $100, and over the last month or so it has pulled back and it's back into an area of support. So when we look at that autonomy sector, we're presented with equities that are still very overextended. We're presented with some that have already closed that overextension relative to the 200-day moving average. And there are also another basket, a portion of that basket, I should say, that are beginning to move to outperformance. They're breaking out of comparatively lengthy ranges and moving to positions of relative outperformance. Bristol-Myers Squibb is one of those. It's breaking upwards to, well, it has broken upwards to new 10-year highs in the last couple of weeks. Heinz has been consolidating now in the region of its previous peak for much of the last year. So there's also a number of the large pharmaceutical companies which have been breaking upwards and hitting new multi-year highs in the last couple of days. So we've had a bit of a rotation in the autonomy sector, but they have continued to have this unifying theme behind them, and that is that they offer leverage to the growth of the global consumer in a period of time which could last for a considerable amount of time, that we have the largest population the world has ever had and more people than ever that can pay for a middle class standard of living. The industrial metals today were reasonably steady. They've found at least short-term support in the last couple of weeks. Gold was stronger by $2. However, it was as low as 1646 and closed out the day at 1664. We are potentially in the process of beginning to build support now with gold, and it's currently in the region of its 200-day moving average, which is a potential area for support to be found. Natural gas prices had become incredibly overextended by just about any measure. One that we looked at in the chart seminar, particularly in New York, was how natural gas had performed relative to coal and relative to oil, and it had accelerated in no uncertain terms. It now appears to be starting to pull back. Natural gas prices were stronger by about 10 cents today. In the course of what has been a remarkably consistent downtrend, rallies of about 50 cents have been what could have been considered normal. So it is going to have to rally by more than that to break the consistency of the downtrend. But prices are so depressed that I wouldn't rule that the potential for this downtrend to get broken. And in that case, short covering would be unleashed, and we could see quite a considerable rally in natural gas prices. Oil today was slightly weaker, but it remains above $100 on West Texas Intermediate. It's at $104.82. A clear dynamic would really be required to question potential for some additional higher to lateral ranging in here. In the commodity complex more generally, the grain and bean complex was all a bit steadier in here today. Corn is back up to 634 cents. It continues to find support here in the region of $600 on the front month contract. On the second month, you have really quite a large backwardation, and there's about a 50 cent differential between the first and second month continuation charts. So any supply shortage that there is, it would appear that the perception is that it is in those front months, or in the front month, I should say. Today was a very positive day for government bonds. European bunds were stronger by about 0.4 of 1 point on the generic yield. Euro bunds are now pressuring their lows. UK gilts were stronger by about a quarter of a point. U.S. Treasuries were pretty unchanged. We've had a good rally in U.S. Treasuries over the last month, which has been the inverse mirror of the move to underperformance that we've seen in stock markets. I don't believe that this period of consolidation and mean reversion that has affected most stock markets is over, particularly for Wall Street. But European indices have pulled back by considerably more than Wall Street over the last couple of weeks. I think they've fallen off the radar for many investors, and they're back into areas of potential support. So I think that there is potential for them to at least begin to build support in this area over the short term. Gold shares in particular were hit hard over the last couple of weeks. They've pretty much all developed short-term oversold conditions, and some are now beginning to experience a little bit of short covering in their and rallying. They've pretty much all experienced at least some technical deterioration, and they will have to demonstrate that they can find support, rally, and then find support at a progressively higher level on the next pullback to really indicate that demand is beginning to return to dominance. If gold continues to hold in the current region, and more particularly if it improves on that performance, then this could be a potentially attractive buying opportunity for some of these gold shares, if one has a bullish medium-term outlook on gold. Then the gold share market has probably been unjustifiably battered in here over the last couple of weeks. If we take a bit of a step back, there remain a large number of concerns, particularly in the USA. There's a huge polarization between those who see an inflationary outcome and those who see a deflationary outcome. I met a number of people who are relatively sanguine about growth. I met also a number of people that don't believe government statistics at all and suggest that the economy has done nothing but contract over the last 3 and 4 years. So I prefer to see some form of middle ground. The USA has got some incredible challenges ahead of it, but it also has some remarkable advantages in terms of its people and technology and natural resources. We've said for a long time, and I think David coined the phrase decades ago, that in markets, governance is everything. That's no less applicable to what are we call developed markets than it is to emerging markets. And we do need to see the standards of corporate economic and fiscal governance improve to really imbue confidence in investors. And the USA has had, and indeed Europe has had, and Japan has had, a deteriorating state of governance for at least the last decade. That's going to have to change. There's going to have to be substantive moves. And when that does happen, then we will have a much better case for bull markets to develop. I think with that, I'll leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.